This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want to check in on a friend I haven't seen in a long while. Staff writer Gia Tolentino.
There she is, Gia.
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Now, it's nice to see you, but do we get a little display here or what?
You want to see, she's asleep in this like magical robot crib that I have.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Adorable. That crib looks like a flying saucer of some kind.
It's amazing. It senses your baby crying, and when it cries, it shakes a little faster, so it puts them back to sleep.
No.
As soon as we got the thing shipped, I was like, I want one of these for me. Like, I'm a lifetime incumbent. Where is my thing that will sense my late night anxiety when I read Jeffrey Toobin's article about all of the ways the election is going to?
Exactly. Exactly.
Which I did at 4:30 a.m. this morning.
Gia writes for The New Yorker about many things: the internet, feminism, culture in almost any form. And I always love getting her recommendations. Now, so you gave birth in early August.
I gave birth in early August.
We're now in late September. I mean, how much cultural consumption can you have been doing in those 2 months?
Well, I've used this opportunity of nursing a small baby. Like, I got off Twitter. I've been reading a lot of novels. And the first book I read after she was born was How Much of These Hills is Gold by C. Pam Zhang. And I read it like with her on my chest. And it's this kind of unbelievable Western survival story. It's set during the gold rush, but it's about a Chinese American family, and it's sort of Faulknerian. It starts with a dead body that needs to be buried, and it's switching perspectives. And it's, you know, this really like near gothic, really brutal, really tender story about parents failing to take care of their children and children having to take care of themselves. And it was an extremely intense thing to read, you know, start reading six hours after a child physically came out of me. But in a way, it kind of felt perfect. Like, it kind of made me think about the rawness of what it meant to just have a human being that I, you know, want to take care of and create some softness for in this increasingly harsh world, and how kind of bittersweet and monstrous and strange that is. But, you know, the book is really about, you know, it's a Western starring a Chinese family, and it's really about, it feels like a surreal reinvented history, but it's actually, you know, it's a real one, right? It's about this enormous Chinese population that helped build the West and then was erased from the story. And so, it was a really good, really intense book to read with a, you know, 24-hour old infant on my chest.
And what else has been in your life these past weeks?
You know, I feel like when you're up all night breastfeeding, you have to watch trash, you know, you have to watch. So I am not a reality TV show person. Despite having been on a reality TV show myself, like I never watch it. Like, I've never seen the Kardashians, never seen Real Housewives.
You've never seen the Kardashians?
No, have
not
you?
Not even the epical episode? Of course.
Really?
Oh, when Kim is thrown into the water and loses her earring, and it's like a nuclear
aren't
holocaust.
Aren't there like 47 seasons of it though?
Well, I didn't say I watched every episode, but you know, the important ones.
Well, you know, maybe depending on how long this baby thing lasts, maybe I'll. But, you know, I guess I never, having a baby is the first time that I've been watching TV kind of just to pass the time. And it turns out the perfect show for that is the show Alone on the History Channel.
Totally, nobody knows what it's like here except for the 10 guys out here doing it.
I want to get shelter.
There's nobody here but me.
It's so hard doing this alone.
So the premise is they drop off 10 people in the middle of the wilderness, like they're separate from each other. They have like 10 items that they can use to survive. And they just have to live off the land for as long as they can. And the last person remaining gets $500,000 or something. But the thing that I think is interesting about this show, I mean, the show is really, it's about who can build a canoe and who can, you know, make a fire in a hut from nothing without burning, you know, the whole place down, and who can dodge the cougars in Vancouver, right? But it's really about who has the inner psychological resources to last through such, you know, punishing solitude. My favorite contestant on season one was this guy named Alan, who is a bit of a philosopher maniac. And Alan, as I think you can see in this clip, really can keep it going for himself.
It's funny how time works here. I don't think about clocks or the hour of day, but I look out at the ocean and the tide now has become my clock. So I'm starting to get into a rhythm. First couple days has been challenging, trying to find my groove out here and get in it and just fit into the flow of nature.
Kind of a good pandemic lesson, you know, we all got to keep ourselves amused in our solitude.
What else have you had time for?
Well, you know, one of my favorite albums that's come out this year, it was what I was listening to when she was born, early in the morning, 15 minutes after I had woken up from a nap, and the doctor came in and was like, all right, we're having this baby. And I was like, what? I'm still asleep. And then the baby was born, and it was crazy. But have you listened to the Moses Sumney album, Gray?
I have.
I love that album. And I think he's just a genius. I think as soon as I listened to his first album, A Romanticism, I was like, okay, this is an artist we'll be listening to for decades. I mean, he reminds me of Bjork sometimes and Nina Simone or Joanna Newsom, Sufjan Stevens. And then, you know, you've listened to the album. There's this really sort of muscular, cerebral, like incredibly charismatic thing to his music and funny too. And it's kind of my first memory really of her after that first incredibly shocking moment where suddenly there's a baby. It's this like astonishing moment of revelation. But then when they were weighing her in the hospital, you know, she was next to me and my boyfriend were just staring at her, and it was a little bit quiet in the room for the first time in a while. And we could hear the song Me in 20 Years playing, and, you know, and Andrew was just sobbing, and I was just like, man, I was just astonished at, you know, what it is to be alive.
Gia, it's so wonderful to talk with you and to, and even by Zoom, to see the baby who's just, beyond. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you soon.
I hope so. Take care, Gia. Gia Tolentino. For all you new parents out there, she's recommending the recent record by Moses Sumney, the History Channel show Alone, and the novel How Much of These Hills is Gold.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.